everyone, and welcome to the Houston Element Podcast. My name is Missy, and I'm your host. And today, I have the lovely pleasure to going on Instagram Live from Audible Studios. Shout out to them for always taking care of us and accommodating us as always. And we are here with recording artist, Little Reaper.
How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. You know, just been doing myself, been trying to live. You know how it is.
Oh, honey. You preaching to the choir.
Yes, ma'am.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am 19, you know, born and raised here in Houston, Texas. You know how it is. Been making music for professionally, you know, recording for about a year, exactly a year now today. And been doing music since I was in like fourth, fifth grade now. So for a while.
Wow. My goodness. My goodness, honey. And you're such a young buck to be up in this game, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. But so you've had that music in the soul for quite some time then.
Yeah.
That doesn't just like suddenly you're good at 19. Like you've been at the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what first got you inspired in music?
For me, the recording aspect, you know, my biggest inspiration had to have been Juice WRLD and X. You know, their art style, their artistic flow really, you know, inspired me for my genre especially. But for the music part, I've always had a love for music. I remember, I think I was like, I don't know, 4 or 5. My mom bought me like a little drum set and I'll play so much on it. And I remember breaking like a good snare head, all that too. So that's been with me. So music's been with me basically that whole time and all that.
Excellent. So the drums is one of the first instruments that you played on then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You started with you don't need more than 4 and you got that rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So tell us about the inspiration behind your artist name, your lyrics, and your style.
So my style is a form of hip hop and pop, but I usually do the more form of emo hip hop and all that, to where I rap about or sing about my emotions, you know, and all that. But basically it comes from, a lot of people go through so many things, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, suicidal thoughts. And, you know, me as before, I have gone through like, you know, depression and all that. And so I want people to know that they're not alone, and that someone, you know, in the music industry and all that, they can go through that too. So if I connect with them and I hit a certain, you know, how do I say, message with them, it can resonate with them and help them out in some form or another. And the name Lil Reaper, I don't know, it's like, I've always liked the Grim Reaper and all that, and I just, I like all that, and so it's like, Lil Reaper's another thing, because when you hear Lil Reaper, you don't ever think someone like that's gonna focus on, like, music the whole time, but for me, it's like, I want to make my name stand out for when you hear it one day, and I'm big, that name's gonna stand out the most.
I like that, man. So trying to put your spin on something that would otherwise be taken as dark into something that's actually taken as bright.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you.
So you released 2 full-length albums thus far. The first one called 19 and your second one called The Universe Versus Us. So can you tell us, first of all, what is the album 19 about?
So the album 19 about is actually my birthday album I put together from when I turned 19, which was this past July and all that. And basically it's, I want to say it's a life story, but I do mention parts of my life in it where, like, it lines up to certain parts of my life. And it's basically a go through of emotions that I personally have felt, or I go and exaggerate just a little bit more and all that. So pretty much 19 is just becoming of and starting, you know, my future in the music career.
I can dig that, man. And again, I'm just kind of blown. Like, not to say that a young cat like yourself can't do it, but it's refreshing to see somebody at your age with such a clear picture of what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very admirable.
Thank you.
Because you got people my age and older that don't know what they want to do.
Thank you.
So can you please tell us about what your second album, The Universe Versus Us, is about?
Yeah, so The Universe Versus Us is actually a collab album with a good friend of mine named Day. And we worked together this past summer. We came here to Audible and we were just on it like 24/7. We came in with a vision and we executed it. And then we came out with what I call a beautiful masterpiece full of emotions and all that. The album starts off with a voicemail box, like a deeper tone, to have the listeners imagine the phone call to some random person. It could be, you know, your ex, your wife, your husband, and all that. But it's just straight to a voicemail. So then at the end of the album, you realize, you know, the party never ends, which is something I personally love saying, is the party will never end. So the aspect of you go through so much, and then you realize at the end of the day, it's just going to be a repeat for the next day. So it always makes a perfect loop back to the very beginning.
Wow. All right. I can dig it, man. A perfect circle. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. But that's a discussion for a whole another special podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We can go down that rabbit hole for a while. But again, perfect circle right into.
Mm-hmm. Start of a whole new day. You got to go back to it.
And again, someone your age having that level of clarity, I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Is there any kind of inspiration behind why you're so... What do you think is inspiration behind your awareness, your clarity, your ambition?
I don't know. I just... Sometimes it all just comes to me and all that. I remember riding home one day with my godmother, and she's like, "You're so young to like be hitting topics that someone wouldn't go through until they're like 30 some years old." And I'm just like, it just comes to me. If I can think of it, I'll just go and I'll write it and all that. Because in my car right now, I have a songbook with a new song I'm working on with one of the engineers here. And right now I'm just basically just working on that right now.
Excellent. Yeah, I noticed that you worked a lot with Danny here in particular. Yeah. So you really enjoy that relationship as an engineer and artist.
Oh yeah, me and Danny. The moment we get into the studio, magic is bound to happen. I put it that way. Magic is just bound to happen because I'll come with a vision and he'll mix it and master it, and it's something. The vision I come in with will be completely different with what we produce, and it's something magical. Honestly, it's really amazing.
That's the kind of relationship artists should have with their engineers, is that they like, well, I want red, but you don't even think that they're going to come up with that version of red until you see it. And then you're like, get my head, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So did you record and produce these albums at the same studio?
Yes. I've done everything here. Well, let me backtrack on that. There's a song on my album 19 called She's a Devil. It's a remastered version of it because I actually recorded that original. The original version of it is on my phone. Mm-hmm. Recorded it on an app called BandLab. Mm-hmm. And that song has at least 14 editions of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And I took the best two. I have the OG version and I have the remastered version. And so that song's been with me for a while.
Wow. And so did you just like kept wanting to add stuff or just like change into a different, you know, vision?
So when I first wrote the song, it was like, okay, this is how it sounds. I'm like, it could be better. So then I took at least 3/4 of the song completely out. Mm-hmm. And then I went and recorded a new part. And I was like, okay, well, let me take out this part because it sounds weird. And add it. And then I showed it to my friend. He's like, well, what if you do this? And so we kept on constantly editing and revising it. And so for me, it's just that one song has a very, very hold on my heart. And one of my best friends, he genuinely loves the song. And when I took the original off of Spotify, he was like, why would you do that? And I was like, because it can be better. It could always be better.
Yeah.
So that's for me.
So music salad.
Mm-hmm.
Music salad. Okay. All right. I can dig it, man. So what sort of criteria was important to you when it came to deciding where you wanted to work on these albums and who you wanted to work with to produce these albums?
The criteria? Honestly, I remember for me picking who like to work with. It's just like I would go and listen. Like when it comes to the beats, there's this producer I use. His name is Lexel. Great guy and all that. I remember my friend showed me his beats. He was like, hey, what do you think of this? And I was like, okay, I dig it. Did some more digging on him. And I was like, this is like the perfect kind for my kind of style. And so I was like, I remember sending him a DM. He was like, hey, yo, you mind if I use this? He was like, go for it. Just tag me. I was like, all right, bet. And so I've been working with him since December of last year, so almost been a year now, and we've been working together. He's a really great guy. When it comes to my recording aspect, Danny always helps me out and all that. Always tells me to go higher, go lower and all that. And sometimes he'll give me cues of when to do certain things, and it helps me. And then for the studio, picking the studio, I remember my friend, he's like, hey, I'm going to the studio to record a song. I want you to come with me. And I was like, okay. So I listened and I was like, okay, I like it. The next day I came here, but I think I booked like a 1 hour session and I recorded my first ever song here. And people genuinely seem to like it. And I was like, okay. So if people like this, I know what I'm working with now.
Yeah. Right on, man. Yeah. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. If you got your fans enjoying it, obviously they're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
And so what has your experience like been recording these albums? Was something unique about each specific album recording process?
Something unique? I would have to say the time, because sometimes it'll take me 5 minutes to get the song done in the way I want it. Sometimes it'll take me like a good couple days to fully like write it out, and it'll take me a couple days to put it all together. So it's really depends on the song and depends on how I feel at that exact moment, because there's one song, it's a freestyle, and I put it together like the last three or four minutes of my friend's session. He was like, I don't have nothing to do. I was like, you mind if I record something? He was like, yeah. Recorded that song within like 4 minutes. Perfect.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's incredible, man. Yeah, because I noticed that you released both these albums in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. But two full-length albums at that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very impressive.
I actually am working on an album to release sometime in November. And another project to actually release hopefully later this month or early October.
Wow. Okay. Excellent, man. So y'all heard that. Y'all got to be on the lookout now. My goodness. You are a busy bee, honey. And, my goodness.
And I work full time.
Oh, my goodness, honey. So you were telling us a little bit, you know, how you have some songs you can write in 5 minutes, some take a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your average workflow like when it comes to creating and recording?
Creating and recording, if I solely focus on one song within the time I book, it'll be done in that time frame. And sometimes I will, you know, I'll take it back home and I'll listen to it. I'll put it on my car on the way home, listen to see how it sounds in the car. But then I'll put it on like a little house speaker to see, okay, what's the difference that I can change? Because I remember working with this one artist. He was like, hey, I messed with your vocals on this, see how it sounds. And I was like, okay, it sounds good on this, but it doesn't sound good on this. So I was like, let's keep it the same for now. And then when I want to come back to it and fix it, let's work on it again. And so for me, I think my average time I can spend on a song would probably be a day or two, because I'm constantly like, my creative process is constantly there, constantly working. My brain works fast, and so I kind of have to work fast with it.
Okay. Wow. I'm just very impressed, you know what I'm saying? It's like, dang, you know, like that's a lot of feelings to get out
yeah.
in such a short period of time. My goodness. So you were telling us a little bit. So about how long did it take for you to write like each album altogether, would you say?
Let me see. 19 originally has about 9-10 songs, but I think I took away two of them, and one of them I don't really plan on releasing because it's really, I want to say it's bad, but it's very vulgar in a certain sense. I kind of wrote it when I was angry. And so for each album, I would say the day to write, it would take me about 30 minutes to write, about 20 minutes to find a beat. So that's about an hour right there, and about maybe an hour to record. So each song would take me about 2 hours to get done and all that. That was just for that one album. And then the second album, The Universe Versus Us, it took me and the other artists the full summer to fully, you know, write and make everything perfect before he had to go back to college a couple weeks ago in August before school started back up.
Wow. I mean, so did you even take a break in the writing creative process in between these albums at all? Like,
so I released 19 on my birthday, July 2nd, and then I was working with another song I wanted to put together, released that maybe a couple weeks later, and then from there, my friend hit me up. He was like, "Hey, I see that you really are taking this seriously. Let's work together." And I was like, "Hey, I want you to be a feature on this song." I was like, "Okay, just send me the song. I'll get to it when I can." And I was like, "You know what? I like the way you do yours. Tell me what you think of mine." Because I remember that verse that I did for him. It was during the recording time of 19. And he was like, "Bro, I like it so much." I was like, "Bro, let's just do a collab album." So we've been doing the collab album, I think, since the day after the album release of 19. So from July 3rd to about August 16th is when we did the full thing. So it's about maybe a month span, maybe a month to a little over a month and a half took us to write that whole album.
Wow. Oh, that's impressive, man. Wow. But I mean, yeah, dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Definite dedication.
Yeah.
And so you recently performed at Audible Fest, the first ever Audible Fest at 24K Nightclub. Mm-hmm. So how was that show?
Man, when they say stage fright is real, I can full on agree with that stage fright. I was with my mom and my aunt and uncle, and I believe I went 11th out of the amazing other 30 some artists there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all those artists, because they were really, really good. I was so happy. You know, one of my favorite people was actually able to meet. I was DMing her, and she was being so kind. Her name is I Am Lopez. Mm-hmm. Such a sweet lady and all that. She helped me and all that. I was so nervous and all that. And then when Random came to get me, he was like, "Are you ready?" And I remember just kissing my cross, and I was like, "Yeah, let's just go for it." And got a little scared during on, and I was like, "You know what? I feel it now. And I just went with it. It's one of the first step to one of my biggest goals in this game right now.
Wow. Yeah. No. So I was there and I saw you long before I met you. And so I got to say, all of you guys put on an amazing show.
Thank you.
So you should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
And so was this your first festival mm-hmm. show that you ever did?
First ever live performance when it comes to singing, because when I do music, so all the music I've done, you know, I've been part of my high school band, junior high band, middle school band. So I've never sang. I never did choir. Like,
yeah.
I have no vocal lessons or training at all.
Yeah.
And recently I found out I could hit a C5, C6 in an octave. So pretty high falsetto, if I say so myself.
Wow. And nothing's going to break the ice like a festival.
Mm-mm. Not at all. And this is just one step to my biggest plan ever.
Wow. That's incredible, man. You know, for being your first show, man, you killed it, man.
Thank you. Great job, man.
And again, shout out to all the artists that performed at Audible Fest. You all did amazing.
Yes.
And so can you describe what your rehearsal techniques like are for recording and performances? Anything specific you do?
Practice.
Like
constant practicing. Yeah. I remember putting on the little karaoke machine, popping in the mic I have at home, putting on the speaker, turning it up, practicing it with me and my mom, pretending she's the audience and all that, and just keep on practicing. I remember practicing my set show, and one day I did it a good 28 times. I strained my voice. So before Audible Fest, I actually lost my voice.
Oh my God.
I lost it and I was so scared. I think I posted on my Instagram too. I was like, "Oh no, I lost my voice and I am set to perform in like 24 hours. Still came back on, still kicked it, and I just went on with the show.
Hey. Sometimes that's how it is,
mm-hmm.
especially at a festival. Okay. Yeah. See, there had to be something, some kind of slight little monkey wrench, but I didn't notice nothing.
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Okay. So what were you doing? Drinking like honey and tea?
I actually don't like honey.
Oh my goodness.
I just drink water. And I went to work. Had to talk to people. So I never gave my voice a rest because I may have lost my voice, but I was still practicing my set show.
Wow. On some ballerina business, you know, like your feet all bloody and you still dancing all over those things, honey. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you got it done. You got it done. And it was flawless because I didn't tell. I couldn't tell. Wow. Well done, sir. Tip my hat to you.
Thank you very much.
And so as an upcoming artist, what sort of adjustments, if any, have you made in order to stay focused on your new career?
Any adjustments? I think I've just been going with the flow. I'll listen, obviously, you know, I'll go listen, you know, other artists, you know, and I'll be like, okay, so this is what they like to do. What if I try to make something similar? So I'll go with it and I'll be like, okay, this is not my style, but this one over here seems to be my style. So I'll bring it in and all that. So I'm just constantly listening, adjusting, editing and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, but, you know, you love what you do, so it doesn't feel like work to you. It just feels like this is what you need to do.
Yeah, just make music for people. I don't really even... I used to say I make music to cope. Mm-hmm. I realized I'm making music for the world, not myself.
I can dig a man, a superhero of music. I mess with it, man.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, man.
Thank you for having me. It was a good pleasure to be here.
Indeed, man. So do you have any last little bit of advice for the listeners?
If you have a dream, go for it. Like, always, if you have your mindset on something, do it, because you're never going to know the outcome. I've always been told, you're not going to do it. Don't worry about it. And so when you just got to take that leap of faith to really go. And if you are currently doing something, make sure you edit, always revise, constantly work and practice, because it will definitely pay off in the end. Because I would have never thought I would be here exactly 1 year from now. So it's constantly just got to keep doing it and dreaming big.
That part. Okay. All right, you got to put it out there if you want to get it. I'm sorry. Call it what you want. Call it science. Call it voodoo. I don't care, but that is what it is, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for joining us on IG Live. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you guys next week.